God's word is fire in my bones, and I cannot keep it in. We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome in to Do Not Keep Silent. Tonight, going to be dealing with, did sin cause death or not? Cannot wait to share this with you. Katie Erickson's in with me. How you doing, Katie?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. So glad you're with us, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Yeah, don't be a pushover. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Again, find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. I was surfing the internet the other day. Imagine that.
Wow.
Probably
you?
Just like you were listening. And yeah, I surf just a little bit. I don't hang 10 much, though.
Yeah.
Such a dad joke. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Friends, again, find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. My name's Jason DeZurich. I'm your host, and my guest is Katie Erickson. She's a blogger, author, and speaker for the ministry. So glad she's with us. And I think it's safe to say, Katie, this is why I love having her on the show. Katie is an expert in biblical languages.
Not that much of an expert. Hebrew
and Greek. Oh, don't say that. That's baloney. She knows what she's
well,
talking
compared
about.
Compared to you, I'm an expert.
Yes, compared to me, you
compared
are an
to a lot of people, I'm not. But
maybe
compared
the,
to you, I
maybe
am.
Maybe like super duper experts, but you're at least an expert.
Yeah, sure.
You, I mean, I've you're hilarious.
Well,
yeah, sure.
I've been studying Greek for 13 years and Hebrew for 12, so you know,
and do you
been doing it for a while.
Teach it all?
Yeah, I've been teaching Hebrew for I don't know 10 years more or less, off and on here and there, and tutored some Greek and all that. So
well,
yeah, I love it.
Bring this up because we found this piece, I'll say, on the internet from a ministry called Thinkers Bible Studies.
I feel like you should put like quotes around
that
ministry.
Oh my goodness, this drives me crazy because the quote unquote thinkers part of this is, I would say, a direct warning of get ready for unbiblical stuff to show up. People put thinkers in front of things so they are showing their wisdom and espousing how smart they are and all that good stuff. And the thing is, friends, our wisdom is so moronic compared to God. I mean, I just want to start this whole half hour out with our encouraging and equipping verse of the week to get us really thinking and realizing how incredibly awesome our Almighty God really is, and how incredibly powerful, all-knowing. I could go on and on. God shared this with Job. Again, this is our encouraging and equipping verse of the week here on Do Not Keep Silent. It's Job 38, 4 and 5. Job 38, 4 and 5. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? Friends, obviously these are questions that God is letting Job know. You know the answer, and I don't need you to answer it.
It's like God's ultimate mic drop.
Pretty much. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the world? And we start there, friends, because, well, Katie, do you want to share this first part or should I?
Go for it.
All righty. So the title of this piece is Sin Not Cause of Death. And then it says, nothing on earth has ever been immortal. Okay. Then it says this, death ever since creation. Now, that just... There is ample evidence that the cycle of life and death, by the way, I'm not saying this, I'm sharing from this piece because I don't want somebody taking me out of context here. It states there is ample evidence that the cycle of life and death was functioning in the world long before 4000 BC, the time the Bible says sin first entered the world through Adam. So if there was death, this is what they're saying. So if there was death on earth before Adam, then Adam's sin cannot be the cause of all death.
So and then they try and use scripture to support this point.
Yes, you go right ahead.
Which was the first part of this article that made me really mad.
Okay. If you can't tell, we are going to have fun for this half an hour.
And just so you all know, none of this was like scripted or really discussed between Jason and me beforehand. So
no.
We're just going to have a good time with this.
And the reason we did that is because we want you to hear this real conversation happening in real time.
Yes.
Now, we have looked this over, but we haven't discussed it.
Yeah, we both read the article, but we really haven't discussed the article with each other than, like, we both agree that it's just not a good article.
Yeah.
To put it lightly.
Well, and okay, I'm going to say, so note, it says, Romans 5, 12 through 13 says that ever since God's first command ever given to mankind was broken by Adam, death has entered through sin, not because of sin, before the law was given. Sin was in the world. Death came to all men because all sinned. Now, friends, it's clear in Scripture that death entered the world because of Adam's sin. It's clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, from Scripture.
Yeah, I'm not sure what translation they're referring to for that, what
Thank
English
you for
translation.
That.
Because they don't tell us in the article. And I did not, you know, actually try and find it. So the NIV, for example, says, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all people because all sinned. To be sure, sin was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not charged against anyone's account where there is no law. All right. So one of their points here that they make regarding this is that it emphasizes that word through sin, not because of sin. So they're saying that because it says death entered the world through sin, that death had to be already in the world, I think is what they're saying. Yeah. So, you know, when you look at the Greek, the preposition that's used there is dia, which can mean through, it can mean because of. So, you know, you have to kind of take a look at it a little bit more and say, okay, what are we doing here? Well, the words after it define what the meaning of that preposition is a little bit more. So without going too all like, you know, Greek grammar crazy on you here, the case that the preposition is in tells us that it can mean through or by means of. So therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man or by means of one man, and death through sin, again, same word there. So death came by means of sin. That's really clear in the Greek, you know, and sin came by means of one man. It's even clearer on that, you know, one man, like numerical one, and that would be Adam. So yeah, that's what the Greek says. That's it. Death came because of, by means of sin, and sin came by means of one man. So we did not have death until the first man sinned.
So with that being said, I want to just kind of take a step back here a little bit to help people understand and to help you, the listener, understand why. Let's just think this through for a moment. Why would who's ever in charge of this say, meaning this quote-unquote ministry, why would they say things like, well, death had to have been here before Adam? Why? I mean, let's just be logical for a moment. Why would they say that? The only way is by outside sources coming to trying to influence biblical sources.
I have a word for that.
Oh, what is that?
Eisegesis.
Oh, what is eisegesis?
Reading your own meaning into the text. So if you have it in your brain that, oh, you're like, I am convinced that death was in the world before Adam sinned or whatever. You know, if that is your worldview, if that is your thought process, then when you read that passage, your brain is going to help you see of, oh, well, that must be what it means because that's what I want it to mean. That is eisegesis. It's the fancy word for saying reading your meaning into scripture rather than exegesis, which is pulling meaning out of scripture. You know, no matter what scripture says, that's what it says. Not here's what I want it to say, so that's what it says.
And we've talked about this for many, many years on
this program. I wrote
a
blog post on that almost 10 years ago. on exegesis and eisegesis and hermeneutics and how to interpret scripture and all that. So, yeah, good stuff.
Well, and I'm so excited because right now Charlie woke up, one of our bloggers, is actually tuning in. And Charlie, thank you so much. I'm just laughing because Charlie wrote to us. He's like, I think I've seen that website. And then he writes, old earth theology and anything but thinking or biblical.
Well, they're thinking. They're just not thinking biblically. So I won't deny they are thinking. I mean, honestly, it took some creativity for them to put these arguments together that they put together. There is creativity there because it is not exegesis. It is eisegesis.
And again, for our people just tuning in right now, do you want to exegete scripture or eisegete scripture?
Exegete. Why? Always. Why? Because then you are pulling the meaning out of scripture that God intended for that scripture to have, as opposed to eisegesis, which is we as sinful human beings reading our meaning into God's word. That eisegesis is bad, exegesis is good.
Again, let's go back to our encouraging and equipping verse of the week, okay? Job 38. Verse 4 and 5, and this is God talking, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding. And then he asks this question, who determined its measurements? Surely you know. If there's any sarcasm in the Bible at all, boy, is it right there. Friends, this again, okay, we need to pull the truth out of Scripture, not go, oh, ding, 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 I know this thing. I know scientifically, quote unquote scientifically, what the truth is, and I'm going to put that into the Scripture so I can pull out then my idea of what it is. This is such a problem in our, not just culture, but in the church big time right now. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying what's happening in our society is incredible. And so with this, I want to ask you, because many people will say, well, look, we weren't there. You weren't there. You don't know the truth. You're right. And that's why I trust God. And neither was a scientist who says, well, it happened this way. And there was death before Adam's sin. Okay. You cannot prove that. That's not me being a jerk. Even Jesus Christ, he made the claim that sin came into creation. I should say death came into creation. He's referred to as the second Adam. The first Adam is, well, the first Adam. And Jesus is the Savior of the world. Why did Jesus come? Katie, you know, yes, there are biblical texts in there, but let's just give a quick answer. I don't even, you've had so many years of schooling, so you know the answer to this. We don't need to even have show prep. Why did Jesus come onto the earth?
Because humankind sinned and messed up, and we distanced ourselves from God, and God needed to fix it because we can't fix it ourselves because we are sinful.
So with that then, Jesus Christ died on the cross, took our punishment. By the way, before that, he lived the perfect life, never sinned, and became the perfect sacrifice for you and for me. And then he died. And there was a lot more to it than that. But he died on a cross. And then 3 days later, he came back to life. Physically, he defeated death. Why would he need to defeat something? Why would he need to defeat something that was here before Adam sinned if it was, quote unquote, very good? Why? That's such baloney. You can't tell I'm a little passionate about this subject.
Well, and then, so yes. this article goes
Katie.
On. It quotes.
Oh, this is my favorite part.
So it keeps saying that, you know, so Romans 5:12 is what we were looking at before. So verse 13 starts out by saying, to be sure, sin was in the world before the law was given. So this article says, well, clearly then, you know, sin had to be in the world before, like right when it was created. Well, the problem with that is when it says before the law was given, that actually refers to, like, the Ten Commandments given to Moses.
Yep.
So, yes, sin was in the world before the Ten Commandments were given to Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That doesn't prove their point at all. So. they tried to make it prove their point. Again, eisegesis, reading their meaning into Scripture. And then, yeah, the next piece of this article is they say that earth was not paradise. They even have in bold that the Bible is silent about the condition of the earth before Adam. Yeah, it's not.
I'm facepalming right now.
He did.
Let me tell
you. He actually did. Yes.
Literally?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so what they claim, I mean, they do say, in the article, they say, after completing six stages of creation, which that right there, just saying stages made me cringe, but that's another issue for another conversation. God said that it was very good. And this article says that this is not the same as saying it was perfect from our point of view. It means only that creation came into being just as God planned it. Right. Perfectly.
Right.
I mean, I was like, really? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, creation was perfect. And then mankind messed it up because all of creation fell into sin when humankind sinned.
So I want to just, you know, take a little side trail here. It's not a big one, I promise. Part of the reason they're having to do this, friends, dinosaurs, I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, what a leap, but it's not. Dinosaurs, we have found fossils that have, like, arthritis in them. Okay? Dinosaurs, I mean, that's like a fact, okay? It's been found that they have arthritis in them. So, and some of you are going to go, oh my gosh, you guys are crazy, because you have a presupposition that dinosaurs and man did not live together. You believe that, those of you tuning in, that would say, well, maybe this is making sense. Well, here's the thing. Death did not enter creation until Adam sinned. If that's true from the Bible, then there's no way those dinosaurs had arthritis before Adam sinned. There's no way. It could not have happened because that is death, disease, and dying. And what did Jesus come to defeat again, Katie?
Sin and death and disease.
Oh,
and all
imagine that.
And, yeah.
And Jesus defeated it totally. I know some of you are going, some of you listening right now who are skeptics, you're going, well, we still die. Yep. We still do right now. There's coming a day, though, where all that's going to be done. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, is giving us grace right now. He's giving us this grace period to turn to him. He doesn't want you to go to hell. That is not his desire. That's why he's like, okay, I'm loving. I'm going to give you some more time. That's like the ultimate amazing grace.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the fact that we are, you know, at the same time, we are sinful living in this earth. We are sinful human beings. But at the same time, Jesus has saved us. So we are righteous, you know, in God's eyes. That I could even, oh, here you go. I'll throw
here's the fun.
I'm going to throw in some Latin for you. Simul justus et peccator. That's the famous Latin phrase from Martin Luther. Simultaneously justified and sinners at the same time. So just throw in another language just for kicks.
No, that's great. But say that again in case for those who missed it.
In Latin or in English?
In English. So, yeah.
Simultaneously, saints and sinners, basically, is the easy way to say it. That we are simultaneously, like right now, we are sinners.
At the
because,
same time.
Yeah, at the same time. We are sinners because we are living in this fallen, sinful world. And we are also righteous in God's eyes because Jesus has come. He has died that death to save us from our sins and cleanse us from our unrighteousness.
Yes, absolutely. There's so much in this article. I mean, my goodness gracious me. It's incredible how they take things and then just turn it on their ear, turn it on its ear, so that it means what they want it to say. Now, okay, Katie, we're going to end here, okay?
Okay. Yeah, we've only scratched the surface
of
this article, by the way.
We haven't
so
even scratched the surface.
Not even really.
Like our fingers are above the surface, scratching, but not even touching it. So it tries to go into Romans 8:20 and 21. And they write this. This is a Bible passage often quoted as proof that it was Adam's sin that brought death into the world. But read carefully, they say. The passage doesn't say that. In fact, it doesn't even mention Adam's name. Now, okay. Katie, do you mind reading this passage?
Sure. Would you like me to read from a like regular real Bible version passage, or yes. the one? Well, I guess they say they quote the NIV, so, you
well,
know.
They do. I have no idea. I'm not even going to look.
Yeah, all right.
So I'm going to ask you to read it, though.
Okay, I'm going to read it from the NASB. It says, "For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God."
So that's the whole thing?
That's in the NASB, yes.
Okay.
2021. Yep.
So, with that said, they... I just want to do this quick. So, Katie, with this, what is this text actually saying?
Oh, they quoted the wrong verses. I was like, that's not
I
the
was
right
wondering.
Yeah,
because...
so they listed it as Romans 8:20-21, but they actually started at verse 18.
Okay.
Because I was like, yeah, that's nothing like that.
Yeah, so... I'm like, wait a minute here, something's
right?
wrong. So, okay, friends.
So they can't even get their Bible quotes right? I'm just pointing that out.
Here's the thing that's super exciting about this, if you're, well... trying to find the truth. Friends, even on their own website, they're not... even on their own website, they can't get things right.
Yeah, when they're trying to quote scripture and they quote the wrong verses, like, that's... Yeah, that's great.
So, what do we have?
So, it looks like they quoted verses 18 through 21. So, I'll go back to the NIV
okay.
here to
Sounds good.
Be similar translation. So... It says, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God."
So, you know what? I'm just sorry. I want to hear what you have to say.
No,
but
all right. Go for it.
Okay. Liberated from its bondage to decay. Okay.
So why would
Let's
it be in
be
bondage?
Let's be logical. Go ahead. What was that?
Why would it be in bondage unless something put it there, like mankind's sin?
So, friends, if all you do is look at that and then go, well, I guess we've been in bondage since the beginning of time. No. You see, when you take scripture and you take it and twist it, this is what happens. It starts to not make any sense, and then other parts start to not make any sense. When you try to make it say what you want it to, with them saying death has been here since the beginning of time, they say, that Adam's sin did not cause it. Well, okay, if that's true, why in the world did Jesus come? I mean, if this world has already been in death, decay, and we've already been doing, well, they would say sin didn't cause it, you know, that didn't cause that from sin. But, sorry, I'm so, like, dumbfounded because it's like, that right there is just obvious that we are in bondage because we sinned against God. We went against him.
Well, and the whole creation is in bondage because of our sin.
Thank you.
You know, it says there, you know, that the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it. And that's where, you know, on this article that we're looking at would say, well, they didn't use Adam's name. No, but that's who it refers to. That's pretty clear from the context around the verse right there. That's who they're talking about is when Adam sinned, all of creation was also thrown into sin. That's how it worked.
Yeah, absolutely. Friends, there's so much more we can go into. And Katie, to be quite honest, I think maybe the next time we have you on, we need to go through this a little bit more. Not a lot, simply because there's so much here. We could do 25 shows on this.
We probably could.
Ay, ay, ay. Now, I love Charlie. He's still here. He writes the Romans 1 spiral on display.
Yeah, and that's what he's been writing about in his
Having
blog post.
Exchanged the truth for a lie.
Yep.
And friends, so I just really encourage you to consider that. Again, You can find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, sitting down here with Katie Erickson, author, blogger, and speaker for the ministry. And Katie, before we get out of here, can you let people know what books you've written recently?
Yes, I have written a book called What the Bible Says About that talks about all different topics and what the Bible has to say about them, some that you may not even expect to be in there. My next book was Tough Questions, Biblical Answers to Life's Challenges. And so that one, it has all these, you know, questions that people ask that, you know, you might be afraid to ask or you may not know how to answer because they're difficult questions. And it looks at all that from a biblical worldview. And then my third book was God is Good, Reflections on the Book of Judges. And that book, I go through the entire book of Judges and look at each little individual piece of every story in there, every narrative, and explain, you know, what's going on and how it relates to our lives today to help us be better followers of Jesus.
Absolutely. Again, friends, you can find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Thanks so much for taking time to be with us tonight. And we'll see you next time. You go out and make today great. I'm not a pushover. You don't know me now. You don't know me now. I'm not a pushover.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.